Thank you so much. My mother loved to hear Claire's friends come and play the piano and sing, and she loved that. Life is like going to college. We lived in the pre-existence with our Father in heaven, our loving parents in heaven. And while we were there, we learned and grew. We developed our talents, stretched our abilities. We learned to work hard. Some of us, when we were in high school there, took AP classes. We prepared for our journey ahead, for our college adventure. Then we graduated from high school and we entered a new life. We were born into mortality. When we came into mortality, this is like going to college. Some of us, when we came into mortality, remembered to call home regularly to get help and advice and counsel. We knew that we wouldn't make all A's. Some of us, when we went to college, couldn't decide on a major. We took a lot of random classes. Some of us didn't make it to class every day. Some of us slept late. Some of us found that these classes were harder to take than we thought, and that this mortal life was more difficult than we realized it would be. Some of us had trouble seeing clearly what was most important and what we needed to know for the final exam. Some of us got lost along the way and we didn't actually finish our college courses. Some of us didn't get our papers turned in on time. Pretty much all of us made mistakes along the way. When it came time for us to graduate from college, we had less than a perfect 4.0. But the president of our university was a kind and wonderful individual. His name was Jesus Christ. He knew we wouldn't be perfect. He knew we would struggle, and he knew it would be difficult. So he arranged that if we worked hard and did extra credit, he would make up the difference, so it would be possible for us to have a 4.0. He also made it possible for all of us, every one of us, no matter how lackadaisical we were, to get a cap and gown. That means that all of us will be resurrected at the end of this life. When we graduate from this life, no matter what we've done, no matter how good we've been, how hard we've worked, we will be resurrected. We'll have our body again. But that other part, the graduating with honors, with that 4.0 average, that takes much more work on our part. And that extra credit that we have to do is repentance. And if we repent, our Savior will make up the difference. He'll make sure we graduate with honors. And it's up to us. Now, I happen to know that my mom took extra classes along the way. She joined the church. She didn't have to, but she joined the church. She studied hard. She took those extra classes. She called home often for advice. She remembered to pray. She was a very prayerful woman. She actually fasted every fast Sunday longer than 24 hours because we had this discussion at our house many times. I'd say, Mom, you can eat lunch on Saturday and then eat lunch again on Sunday. And she's like, no, that's not enough. It's not a full 24 hours in her mind. Of course, we ate lunch late and we ate lunch the next day early. My mom actually stayed on longer and became a teaching assistant, kind of like a graduate student, because she had other things, other people to teach. She had a love of reading. She taught her grandchildren and her children and her great-grandchildren a love of reading and of stories. As you know, most of you, she had a huge stack of Curious George books. One day, I was in Dick's, and my grandson Cooper was with me. And they had a bunch of Curious George books, new Curious George books. Of course, I had no idea which books my mother had, but Cooper knew. He knew all her Curious George books, and so we were able to buy new ones that she didn't have, because they were ones he had never seen before, because he knew all her Curious George books. My mother's style was not as elegant as some people's style. She was a hard worker, very common sense, down-to-earth sort of person. She taught through example. She shared with others. She gave and gave and gave, and she didn't consider it a sacrifice at all. So now my mom has graduated with full honors. And I know that she is doing what she always did, working hard, because she has that work ethic that she instilled in all her children. And we can't let a minute go by. We have to be working. And I know that my mother is loving meeting all those ancestors that she found. I have to digress and tell you one story because it's pretty funny. My mom got interested in genealogy. She asked her mother about her mother's grandfather. My grandma told my mom that her grandfather's name was J.W. Turner, and he was from Missouri, Columbia, Missouri. And my mom looked and looked and looked for years, and she finally made a trip to Columbia. And the only man she found that was J.W. Turner was a black man who was a slave, had been a slave. She could not find. She didn't think that was right, but we teased her unmercifully. If you know my family, you know we love to tease. Unmerciful teasing for quite a few years. When my grandma died, her older sister, my great aunt, lived with my grandma. And we quizzed my great aunt at great length about genealogy, her ancestors. And my great aunt actually was a treasure trove. She knew her uncles. They fought in the Civil War. She could tell us all about that. And we asked about her grandfather, and she said, my grandmother also told us she was the youngest of 9 children. So my great aunt said, oh, Ruth, she didn't know what she was talking about. She's the youngest of 8 children. And my grandfather's name was G.W. Turner. George Washington Turner. We found him readily. Probably J.W. Turner. He actually came to Missouri with Daniel Boone, helped him build a road, and he brought 5 slaves. J.W. Turner was probably one of his slaves. So my mom persevered. She got a lot of genealogy done. We had a lot of fun doing it. So I would like to bear you my testimony. I know without a doubt that my mother will be resurrected, that she has been reunited with my father and her parents and her in-laws. You know, on Memorial Day, we went up and put flowers on my grandparents' grave, her in-laws. She still remembered every grave and knew where they were. She's with them, and she's having a joyous and wonderful reunion. I know this gospel is true. I love my Savior, Jesus Christ. He has sacrificed for us so that if we want to take advantage of that atonement, we can. He doesn't make us. We don't have to, but we can. And we're fools if we don't. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.